Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, what about toys? Oscar brought up toys.
Yeah, we got a lot of toys.
What'd you get?
A stick that comes with three different attachments at the end that you play with.
And now that's for the cat or for John?
For both.
Okay.
They both got a kick out of it. And then...
Oh, that's right, Pony. You're going with Grandma and your mom to the Kia dealership, and you're going to get yourself a brand new car. You're going to get a great trade-in on that Subaru. And it comes with California emission.
Tax is not included.
MSRP.
So,
Kia leather.
So I,
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Bulbs. Mike O'Mara not here.
So one less bulb.
One less bulb in the in the Mike O'Mara Show chandelier. Yeah, he's at a software plant getting de-aged.
Yeah,
just like in The Irishman. So we look for a much younger Mike. No, he is down. He is hurting bad with a migraine today. He says his worst one in years. So he is in a darkened room, and we will have him back tomorrow.
With no bulbs.
No bulb.
Bulbs.
Bulb.
And yeah. So feel better, Mike.
Please.
We'll be at 100% mañana, but in
maybe there are bulbs like flower bulbs, like tulips. You know, they come in bulbs.
I didn't think you were a horticulturist.
No, Big Daddy did some gardening, so I'm not unfamiliar with them. But I'm more vegetables than flowers. You know what
bulbs.
He grew? Dahlias is what he grew.
Dahlias. Is Dahlia a flower?
Yeah, and also an intern.
Okay.
And a co-host. Sometimes.
By the way, thank you to Dahlia for sitting in on Friday's show.
She was great.
One man out. One woman steps in, and then one man out. One man steps in.
And me, the Cal Ripken of podcasting,
oh my God,
still here.
The Iron Man. Iron.
How was your weekend? Did you have a good day yesterday? or was it Sunday that you had the good day?
Look, not the flu.
No.
As the wonderful world of having brothers and sisters who overachieve and become doctors, the first thing you do when you're sick is you want to take advantage of the system and call them and say, hey, what do you think this is? If this is the flu, is this that Chinese fever that's coming across?
The coronavirus?
The coronavirus.
It's served with lime?
Yeah, not with lime. Not Corona Light. It's something like the coronavirus.
How about the little virus, the coronita?
You start asking questions, but I'm not a hypochondriac. I said,
no.
Is this a Tamiflu situation to get ahead of it? I haven't gotten my flu shot. Shame on me. They start yelling at me about that.
They yell at you, is it in Spanish or English?
It's English. We've assimilated.
Good.
It's English and it's very stern. And they said, no, like, where are you at? They said, let's say it's a bad cold.
Okay.
You don't just throw Tamiflu at everything that you, or Z-Pak at everything.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to overprescribe antibiotics. I think flu is used as a sort of a big umbrella for a lot of diseases, and oftentimes it's not correct
people
diagnosis.
People are dying these days.
They are.
Right?
Right.
And I don't want to be dead.
No, we don't want you dead, Dom.
All right. We got to pick one of these. Tamiflu seems like that might be a little too over the top.
The thing is, when I first got Tamiflu, I read the side effects.
Yes.
And they are nausea, headache, fever, and achiness. That's the flu.
Well, that's every day for me. So please, if you're going to compound that, what do you got?
At least you're fighting a devil you know.
You got a bad day.
Right on. Like, I got you. Sure.
I was having a bad day already. Yeah, other way, I'm fine. I like that you read the side effects.
Sure.
Oh, I don't.
Why not?
Because I don't need to know what's coming my way.
Well, I mean, but you, so it's like a surprise? It's more fun?
No, everybody that I know that is smart will sit there and read the side effects to know what they're getting into. My dad, who is an MD, does this to this day.
I'm not that smart. You're kind to say so. I probably don't do it anymore because my eyes can't do it anymore. But in the day before glasses, I read them all the time.
So I don't. And I say, how about, can I get a Z-Pak on standby? And that's something that, in my eyes, is you order it. I don't pick it up unless I absolutely need to.
Am I the only guy that thinks Z-Pack sounds like a top 40 station?
It should.
Yeah, 94.7, the Z-Pack.
She said, my brother and sister both said no. One of the siblings came through in a follow-up text, the guilt text, the Latin text that says, hey, just in case, what's that number for that one place that you usually go to? So, needless to say, I'm okay.
Because you're obviously your brothers and sisters, they're scared that you're throwing antibiotics or something that doesn't require antibiotics.
They're regular doctors, not
right.
DJs.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, man.
But in my DJ-dom, I'm
Dr. DJ.
I felt like, all right, I'm going to shake this off. Sure. I'll be back up and running on Saturday. Wasn't the case. Spent all weekend in bed except for Sunday and Monday, which is half my weekend.
Well, people should know that if you haven't been caught up on the podcast, and if you're not, shame on you. Oscar was really on fumes on Thursday.
Yes.
But did our bonus show.
Almost got sent home. Got sent home and said, I won't leave. And then left after the bonus show.
It was the weirdest backward argument.
Yeah.
It was like, you go home. I don't want to go home. I'm staying. So you did take Friday, which is perhaps wise.
Was wise. Needed that downtime. It's always fun when you wake up in a fever coma when you're like, oh. Did I just sleep through 4 weeks?
Yeah.
It feels like 4 weeks.
You don't just check the time, you check the date.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm better now. Still need to get my flu shot. Not too late, by the way. Got to go across the street.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of that, the other, I guess, sickness or illness I had was last name Bloom.
Oh.
And first name Pony. Or really Matt or Matthew.
Would it be Ponitis?
Ponitis. I had a case of Ponitis on Sunday and Monday. On Sunday, you may ask, Oscar, why would you have to go into your place of business when you're sick?
Oscar, on Sunday, why would you go into the place of business while you're sick?
Because on Monday, a national holiday, federal holiday, we all observed, except for in broadcasting, sometimes when you have a broadcast schedule, you still have to tape.
Well, of course, the wheels of entertainment never stop.
Yes. And
you can quote me on that.
ESPN had a broadcast set up at our downtown studio, a television broadcast that was going to go live on Monday.
Okay.
So they were going to record and go live on Monday. So I, Shannon, and Rob Ford go in on Sunday. Big hand of a round of applause. No one cares, it seems.
No, I'm always clapped for Rob Ford.
Yes.
He's the Z-Pack of podcasting.
And I said, guys, this shouldn't take long. Pony said everything's working.
Right.
So I get in.
People should know that last week Pony was in and out of
the regular
podcast village location because he was over at M Street getting it done.
And make no, I'm not piling on, but Pony doesn't do this for free. We pay him hourly.
Of course.
We pay him pretty good for I think Pony work, right?
Right.
And so I believe everything's all set. I walk in and I'm like, I literally password, 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 login, login, login. And I sit there and I'm like, I can't seem to get this booted up and starting the way he said in his text, I quote, I got blank to start working. We're all good.
Okay, we're all good is a great thing to get in a text.
Yeah, and I say, cool. Like, and I run around the second floor here at headquarters saying, Pony got it to work. Pony got it to work. Like, really? Like,
exciting.
Oh, my God. Like, the plane.
And
right?
People should know that are not part
Fantasy
of the
Fantasy Island.
Yeah, it's, by the way, new Fantasy Island movie coming out.
That's strange.
Oh, Robert's very excited. Oh, he said, Dad, it's a horror movie now. It's like, great. People should know that it's not like the old days of a radio station where it's like a actual board with faders. You turn it on and it works. There's so much computerization going on now that the IT guy, he is your linchpin.
And make no mistake, for all you IT fellas and ladies out there, it is the most thankless job in America. Because if it works, no one says anything. If it goes bad, it's your fault.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I know this.
Right.
Like, I'm well aware. I call Pony, say, hey, man, let's get through this troubleshooting. This and he goes, we didn't have a piece of equipment, so you technically can't do that. And I said, well, why don't I, you sent the text on.
Can you read the text again?
Hey, man, I got it to work. We're all good.
Okay. I just want to make sure I didn't miss out on anything.
And I wrote cool and ran around high-fiving everybody. Right. Like, we just landed 5 new clients in one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even Rob Ford was all smiles.
Yes, all smiles. I said, Pony, how did you, why would you send me that text if we can't really test it? And Pony, the floor is yours now.
So basically, everything was wired up and technically working the way that it needed to be working, but unfortunately on that day we didn't have enough people to fully test that equipment.
Yes.
And later I realized, hey, there's an even better solution.
Yes.
And we can definitely try that
implement
out
that.
For Monday.
Implement that.
Monday.
Yeah. Monday, yeah. Monday. Monday of broadcast. Right. Monday. Day needs this needs to work.
Right.
This is Sunday. Could have gone anywhere in the country, ordered something overnight, whatever we needed to get that piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. So I don't really lay into him. I'm just like, hey, man, this is disappointing. How do you know it works? Or how did you see it working? Because at this point, I want to know if my friend is like really my friend or he's my enemy.
Right.
Like, what is happening here?
Right.
He said, and then his words, he says, I saw it working, but I didn't hear it working. And I said, well, in the world of broadcasting.
Well, let's say that again slower.
I saw it working, but I didn't hear it working.
Okay. Okay, so, I guess.
How did you see it working, but not hear it working?
So basically, you can see levels coming in on one end, going through the processor, and then coming out the other end processed.
Got it. So
there was sound, you just don't know what sound.
I suppose that could be accurate.
Okay. So
you know that sound is a very important part of what we do.
It's nice.
Sometimes it's at least half, sometimes it's all.
Show title, it's nice.
It's nice.
Yes, it is nice. It's nice. And Pony's, in my depleted condition, I imagine, with the communication back and forth, I did not highlight to him that Monday's launch day. Like, this is... We've the president's coming to town. We've got Congress here. Everybody, like, we're
to be fair, yes. Oscar, on Friday when you get all good, launch day doesn't. It becomes really just another thing that you check off the box because it's all good.
My man, my IT guy,
right? Maybe what he should have sent was some good.
Smooth Daddy P, old Pony.
Right.
He's got it taken care of.
It's all good.
It's all good.
All good.
All good. So I say, all right, Pony, not for nothing. Now I was like, I have no choice because this is the key word for everybody that does this in this area. You can no longer work remote. And I said, in my head, and this is how do I tell this man that him working the system, like every other IT person I know, working remote, doesn't work for him because it's just not viable.
It's not a fit.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not all good.
And he has to come in on Monday, which is a federal holiday. I said, I don't want to have to make you come in, but I can't get this working without you. And there's been, I would say, more than 40 hours thrown at this. And it seems like I have to be here with you to work with you.
Right.
And he said, he goes, I got a family thing in the morning, man. I might be able to get there by 2:00. And I said, oh, I was like, you have family? And at this point, I'm having a private conversation in a room full of people on my phone. I walk out of the room because as soon as I hear family, I think family first. Is there something wrong? Is everything okay?
It's one of the few things that you and me and Mike really are totally eye to eye on. Family first.
I said, hey, man, I just walked out of the room. No more shtick. Like, what's up with your family? What's going on? I want you to spend time with your family, but we really need to get this fixed. We've been wasting a lot of time and money. It feels like we've been spinning in circles, and you coming here and then remote accessing all these computers has done nothing except for not solve the problem.
Right.
And all of those characteristics are fair because the problem isn't solved.
Right.
But I was like, but I want you to hang out with your family. I'm here all day tomorrow. I'm gonna figure out a solution for the broadcast because that's my responsibility. But I want to get this settled, and I don't know if we're gonna have, because there's so much going on this coming week, we're gonna have time to do that
right
at a later time. He goes, I'll be there. I'm gonna try to get there by 2:00. Let me know. It's just, we're just having a meeting with my family. Keeps on saying meeting.
Right.
And I'm like, oh man, meeting. Like, well, this must be serious.
Well, you know, as someone who is hearing this for the first time, when I hear meeting, I think of something. My mood turns dark.
Yeah.
It's not like you meet to celebrate.
I'm scared at this point.
It's not Easter dinner.
I'm scared.
Right.
I'm scared. So I walked back into the crew. I said, all right, we're going to have to pull probably a 3 a.m.er to make this go work. But Pony's got a meeting with his family. He's not going to be able to make it here before the broadcast. We're not going to let our client down. this is on me. I should have managed this more efficiently. This will not happen again, and I will take the third shift, if you will.
Right.
So
I will.
I'm just getting off cold. No right. big deal. Probably everybody was happy to go home because, like, you know what? You probably shouldn't be in this room. Let's just figure this out. I walk in today. I said, Pony, how'd your family meeting go? Because yesterday, around I would say 1:30, not going to be able to make it today. Going to try to fix the problem tomorrow. So I think something's really wrong.
And that's sort of a, I mean, even for Pony, that's a crunch time notification. Yes. That's a half hour before he was going to try to be there.
And I don't dig any further because I'm a human being. I know those of you out there think I'm an absolute monster, but I don't dig any further. You tell me with that.
To be honest, Oscar, it's day to day.
Yeah, it is day to day. If that short text comes through, I'm not going to dig any further. I'll just ask you tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So if you're keeping track at home, nothing works on Sunday. After I get the all okay on Friday.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
I'll come in tomorrow by 2 on Monday. Then I won't be able to make it until tomorrow on Monday, which is fine. Federal holiday, family. I think something serious is going on. Oscar cares about his friends and his family, so he'll figure it out tomorrow.
Not an absolute monster.
I walk through the threshold here to the studio, find out Mike's out with a migraine, and I said, hey, before we get started, hey, what's
everything
going on?
Okay.
Everything okay? He's like, head down, kind of like mopey. And I'm like, here I go. Like, here comes Miley or Miracle, whoever's left in his clan is gone. Something happened.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, Mom and I and Grandma, we met and we bought myself a new car.
That is not at all how it went. I think it was more along the lines of, you know, we were going out to the Kia dealership. And I was out there with my mom because, you know, she needed to drop her car off for service. And, you know, I just, as we're sitting there, I kind of ended up trading in the Subaru and getting a new car.
A brand new
unexpected.
Car!
It's a brand unexpected. New car!
I don't begrudge you a brand new car because if anybody needs one, it's you.
And to be honest, you are so much closer to how it happened, Oscar, because I'm a third party.
Yeah, you saw
I'm a disinterested
it.
Observer.
Right. It was a mopey.
Here's what I happened.
It was a mopey.
It was Pony, Pony. Pony, Pony, Pony.
Didn't want to even answer me.
Pony, come in here.
Yep. Well, because the two of you were talking to me on different sides of the
office. And then the answer was this. Well, I had to go over and hang with the family, and grandma was there, and I helped my mom with some stuff and dropped some stuff off, and we traded in the Subaru, and I got a new car.
Yep.
Oh, and it was almost like if you use editing software, it's like you clicked fade out. It was just getting quieter and quieter and quieter.
So,
yeah.
At this point in my life,
yes.
I don't know what to do.
Right.
Because I clearly... I don't know, and I've had offline conversations with Mr. Bloom, where I was like,
yes.
Hey, man, if there's anything that you need or there's a problem, that's great. Just got to communicate. We've yelled at each other about communication to each other here on the show. If you would have said on Sunday to me that, hey, tomorrow I'm going to the dealership to look at new cars for myself.
It's a new car! That's right, Pony. You're going with Grandma and your mom to the Kia dealership, and you're going to get yourself a brand new car. You're going to get a great trade-in on that Subaru. And it comes with California emission.
Tax is not included.
MSRP.
So,
Kia leather.
So I... I live his life in a different way.
I know.
I go on vacations with my family.
Right.
So when family wants to go on vacation, it's not my choice. It's their choice.
Right.
Especially if they're going to foot the majority of the bill.
You answer
the entire
to them.
Bill.
You answer to them.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
This is if you're going to find any ally in that place whatsoever, it's going to be me. Because he understands when they call, you go. Because you don't have, I would say, the bank account that allows for that type of dictation.
Right.
So, Pony, I said, Pony. You got a new car. That was your meeting yesterday. And
you got a what?
A new car.
It's a new car!
Now, he pulls some crazy non-answer answer.
Yeah, what was the thing about you had to drop some stuff off?
We were dropping off Mom's car at the Kia dealership.
So you're dropping off a car? That's not some stuff?
I mean, it was.
You made it sound like it was boxes of pictures.
No, it was like a chore. We were taking it out to the dealership.
And I probed him a little bit.
Yeah, a little poking.
On Sunday when we initially had this call, and it was nothing about, hey, I might be getting a new car. I'm hoping to look at other cars. I'm dropping my mom off at the dealership.
Yeah.
We're not going to stand in the Price is Right line for 3 hours before we get on. Hopefully, Rod Roddy can call our name.
Pony's in line with a big yellow price tag that says Pony.
Yeah. I'm off work today.
Right.
No. It actually says, it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
I tell you what's really good is a brand new car!
I in my life, have I ever for you been like, hey, no, you can't go get this. This great thing can't happen to you because you have to do this.
No, I don't think so. And, you know, I think in part, maybe I feel a little sad and embarrassed and upset.
Because of that shirt?
No.
I'm kidding. No. Why are you sad and embarrassed?
Because, you know, I felt bad when I realized that I was going to get a new car. And I said, you know what? It's a brand new car.
That's right.
Yeah.
And my poor buddy Oscar is out there in D.C. And I said, you know what? Tomorrow, I'm getting the job done, mm-hmm. no matter what.
Mm-hmm. At this point, you didn't realize.
I'm getting a brand new car.
Brand new car.
This is we've underestimated this evil genius.
Yes.
Like you think he's a lame horse? Is that what they call it? A lame?
A lame duck?
Lame duck.
Dark horse?
Dark horse.
Yeah.
No. When a horse hurts itself.
Oh, that would be it would be glue. Yeah,
it was a great answer as well.
But no, I would say that he is ready to be put down. Okay. He's useless.
So no, there's a term for this. He's putting it being put out to pasture.
Okay, I'm with you.
To stud?
Not to do that. That's the complete opposite of what you're doing.
It's a brand new fantasy. So in this fantasy, Pony, you get a new car and you get to have lots of sex.
This is great.
Yeah, it's good, right?
This is the text I received from our number one IT guy with a star.
Yes.
With rising bullet on the charts.
Yes.
Today is going to be a problem, but I can be there tomorrow for a while.
Oh.
A long while.
That's yesterday.
So today's the day.
Today's the day. Mm-hmm. A work day.
Mm-hmm. One that he would be scheduled to be here. Yeah.
And he can plan to be here.
For a while.
For the hours he gets paid, even outside of the Mike O'Mara show.
You know what I bet? I bet he has no trouble driving over there. Because he's got a brand new car!
Now,
I'll be there on time, Bob!
I am not mad. I did it to myself. I played myself.
You did.
I did it again. I like to call it, I ponied myself.
Yes.
And from now on, I am happy you got a brand new car. But in none of these texts did you make it seem or say to me transparently, hey man, something good's happening. I at this point, whether you care or not, am worried if you're okay, because you're telling me this. You might come in now. There's a big problem. I don't know if you got some bad health news.
Right.
I don't know if that was sent to you by a family member or a brother or sister. I don't know what's happening. And I don't want to pry either, because I don't want you to see phone calls coming in thinking I care about the IT. I care about you at this point.
Sure.
So to hear that you got a brand new car is awesome. I'm super happy for you. But I don't understand, at what point were you ever going to say, hey man, everything's cool. I just got a great opportunity to get a new car, and you know this takes time.
Yeah.
And it's I live off my family's timeline because they helped me out. I'm sorry, I got to make sure I get this car done. I would have been over the moon for you.
Sure.
That would have made more sense than I can't come in, today's not going to work. See you tomorrow.
Oscar is not an absolute monster in the fact that, and one of his greatest things is he shares in the joy of others. He really, truly does.
Yes.
He loves to see when other people are elevated. And so you probably should have led with the fact that you got yourself, well, you know.
What did you get? Tell the people.
I got a Kia Stinger.
Wow! What?
I know.
A stinger?
like I said, I was not expecting this.
Do you know what the Kia Stinger is, Oscar?
Yes!
The Kia Stinger
I've
is the
seen
one.
It on Top Gear.
That's the car that the guys wander over and drool over while their wife is buying a Sorento. That's that's a boss car.
A Stinger, and just this is the Ferrari of Kias. And yes. I know that's saying a lot. Not much, but it's
picture the, Oscar it's, Hot Pony zooming the streets of Seoul.
Thank you. Right with it, like four dolls in the passenger seat.
Yes,
they're all strapped in the seatbelt.
Miley's in the glove compartment.
Yeah, she's sleeping in there, and they're zooming down these wonderful highways of Seoul, Korea.
Yeah.
Okay. A Stinger is not cheap.
This is correct.
It's not like I would say an M Series BMW for those car aficionados out there.
One would think he'd want all those extra overtime hours
to pay the car payment.
That's right.
And if anybody understands a new car and buying a car, not a home, making that a priority, it's me in my younger years. So how did you go from let's get the Kia Soul to the Kia Stinger? Within this conversation?
Well, they had a really, really good deal. I think I got close to 10,000 off of the sticker price.
MSRP. All right. Nice.
And they gave me a very, very, very generous offer on the Subaru.
See,
and
it's a good thing you don't smoke anymore.
Really good deal. That's exactly. Probably
so it all worked out.
I actually brought a picture up of his car. It's beautiful. The color is called Disappointment Yellow.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is it yellow?
It's black.
Okay. Oh, okay. Always color with you.
Let me ask you this. Doesn't your mom drive that same exact vehicle?
Yeah, but it's silver.
Okay.
So, it's
That's
different.
How you tell them apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your family helps you. You get a car. It all worked out for you.
This is true.
Okay.
The other way you can tell the two cars apart is that Pony has a vanity license tag that says maybe by two.
Okay, now, you understand now my confusion and concern and yes. Why it continues down this yellow brick road, such as your life and my life intertwined.
I do, and okay. I apologize. I didn't realize that it sounded so dark and as if something horrible were happening, yeah. and I apologize for putting you in that position.
Yeah, because Pony told me that, that's beautiful. Look at that.
Gorgeous,
I'm
Matt.
Very happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because breakfast was mentioned to me, but no, going to the dealership with mom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, brunch, really.
Yeah, brunch.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I feel like you find a reason to lie to me for no reason. Like the lies have, the lies or omissions.
Omissions of truth.
Yeah. I mean, like they.
Lie by omission. Yeah.
But it doesn't. And I don't, as your friend. I don't need to know exactly where you're going, but if there's an emergency, and I care, and you tell me there's a big meeting, like my wheels start spinning. I'm like, oh man, like
it's almost like a smokescreen.
Is he going to be okay?
Did you get that option on the car, the smokescreen?
Yes, of
the
course.
Oil slick, and also mm-hmm. the dropping of the thumbtacks.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
but now looking back at it, you understand where I'm coming from. Where I'm really, this is great for the show, but from a project flow. Perspective.
I tell you what, it's great for this show. It's not great for that ESPN show.
Yeah, no, we got it working.
I'm glad
fine.
You did, but you know what? A little harder than it should have been.
Yeah, well, a little, not great for your colleagues.
Exactly.
People that are counting.
Right on.
You, the car's in your hands now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the future, I just ask you, if something is actually done and it's fixed, cool. If it's not, just say, I think we're almost there.
Here's where we're at.
Yes. Because when I hear it's done, it's cool, I got it working, that makes me feel like, woo, things are done.
Mm.
Do you see that math?
I absolutely do. And I apologize, Oscar. And I feel terrible.
I don't think you do.
And you know what? He shouldn't because he has a brand new car.
Woo! 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 I am happy for you. I am sad for me.
Yes.
But I am happy for you. You do deserve, of all of us here, a couple W's in your life.
Sure.
But really,
this should get you through to about 2022.
It was when this happened right before the show started. And he said, we went and got a brand new car. I was like, does he not know the big to-do we had this weekend and how he couldn't make it.
Well, he's very focused on other things.
Yes,
you know
yes,
what?
Yes.
One of the things that helps him excel at being an IT guy is his singular focus.
Yeah.
He can really focus on one thing.
Here.
Of course, if he's focused on buying a brand new sports car,
yeah.
he's not going to get ESPN on the air in time for his buddy.
No, and I'm fine with that. I chose to ride his train. If it derails once in a while, we got to put
once
that.
Once in a while.
Yeah,
you kidding?
We got a file.
Metro feels sorry for him.
As long as we have somebody stay up till 4 a.m. to fix the problem, we're going to be A-okay.
Maybe we should all take turns staying up till 4 a.m. That'll make it easier on you.
I am very happy for you.
Yes.
Give us the details of your Stingray so the people that know
Stinger.
About the car.
Stinger.
Oh, sorry, Stinger. Let everybody know. Black on tan interior. What are the options you got? Just quick.
AM/FM radio.
Oh, absolutely. Headlights, windshield wipers. You got to have those. Intermittent.
Yes.
Radio. It has a phone charging pad thingy, like
ooh,
a little wireless
charger.
Phone
yeah,
charger.
Nice.
Has a
mood lighting.
The AirPlay option.
Mood lighting.
Sure.
No AirPlay. I'm not a monster, Shannon.
Oh, my God.
What is that about?
Shannon probably heard that.
Yelling at
Shannon
me
was also there when we had the meltdown on Sunday night.
Oh, friendly fire.
Yeah, friendly
off to
fire.
The side, yeah.
She's like, what? It's not working? He said it's working.
All right, Pony, heated seats?
I saw it working. Yes, heated seats.
He saw levels.
Did you see the heated seats working? Or did you feel them working?
I could see it.
Also, I saw it working is something that you would hear at a major market broadcast station engineering office, where someone that is paid handsomely to do this.
I know exactly what you mean.
They would give you that answer to say, I saw it working.
And they would say it from across the room from a sitting position?
Yes. And because you got to hear it working, because if that's how you the real test is.
Sound. Yeah, very important.
Sound.
It's key element.
Shannon, come on in here. And no need to pile on, but you can get on this mic. I'm hoping you're realizing now, Pony's family emergency that I was worried about. Remember, I was talking to us like, hey, something's wrong. And you can go ahead and sit in that chair, make yourself comfortable.
Hey, what up, Madam Z?
Take your time. We're
sure,
just,
and don't respond.
Padding, please.
Great.
Okay. So Matt Bloom. We love and care about and take care of here. And he has a job here at the Michael Mayer Show, and he has a job at Podcast Village.
Yep.
And you cut checks for him, right?
I sure do.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
Matt Bloom's family emergency.
Today she'll be cutting them with
yesterday
scissors.
Yesterday was. Yeah, just yesterday was. And can you set it up if you don't mind, Rob? I need the, she hasn't heard the.
Oh, yeah. You know what prevented Pony from coming in yesterday?
What?
He was buying a brand new car!
No, it was a total accident.
A 2020 Kia Stinger with air conditioning, heated seats, and a little bit of I'll try to be there by two.
He was getting a new car.
Oh, my God. He was. When I called him, he answered the first time. And when I said, I might need to call you back to help troubleshoot this, because he didn't bother to tell me that there were 9 applications of the same one. So I didn't know which one to open.
Fair, but we've gone through all that detail. We thought there was trouble afoot.
This is fascinating because now that we bring Shannon in, it's like the movie It's a Wonderful Life. You don't realize how one person's screw up touches so many.
Oh my God, I'm so mad.
No, I feel important.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah, it is.
Now.
I went in there and I stopped off and I said, Pony, you screened my phone calls yesterday and people don't forget. Because I stalker called him 3 times.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, he's in the middle of signing a deal.
He was like, I might not be available. I might be busy.
Dude, I'm trying to get floor mats here.
Yeah, he was wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
Just so we know, he's a good guy. I want to confirm with you he is. It's just I think he was scared to tell us that something joyful was happening in his life and he could not help us, which was fine. But instead of creating a dynamic of communication, love, and support, he's created a dynamic of distrust and hate.
Oh my God, I'm going
hate.
What color is it?
Black.
Black.
Yeah.
You said a Stinger?
Yes. A Kia Stinger.
You can't miss it. Looks like a Ferrari, but made in Korea. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is he parked behind the Einstein bagel?
Nope.
Oh, you're trying to find out where it is. You can't key a car.
That's
yeah, no, I'm not going to key anything.
You can't.
Hey, you know what? Kia is a part of the sentence. It's the K-E-Y space A Stinger.
So just giving you every, he's fine. Really, this is more about just giving them heads up for you. And if you were worried, he's
so
fine.
It's black.
Yes, it's
okay.
Beautiful car.
I would tend to think if you ever needed a ride anywhere, he'd probably feel sort of obliged to give you one.
No, never.
Well, you know, you could ask.
You're fine. Yeah. All right. All right. You're excused. Thank you.
Thank you.
All
right,
but
thank
I'm
you,
wearing
Shannon.
Slash's tires.
Okay, that's good. That's all right. They're cheap. Kia tires are cheap. Did you get the tire deal where you get all your tires covered for like 6 years?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Woo! All right, got all right. that done. That was a long road to nowhere, just like IT sometimes. Pony, again, thank you.
Hey, a long road's not so bad if you're driving in a brand new car! Cut that out. How dare you?
I saw it working. I didn't hear it working.
That's right.
You work in an audio medium.
Oh, he learned that phrase from a Kia mechanic. I saw it working. It's rolling. Can we start the show?
Please.
Okay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Let's think about this for a sec, Ted. Why would somebody put a guarantee on a box? Very interesting.
Go on, I'm listening.
Here's the way I see it, Ted. Guy puts a fancy guarantee in a box because he wants you to feel all warm and toasty inside.
Yeah, makes a man feel good.
Of course it does. Why shouldn't it? You figure you put that little box under your pillow at night, the guarantee fairy might come by and leave a quarter. Am I right, Ted?
What's your point?
The point is, how do you know the fairy isn't a crazy glue sniffer? Build a model airplane, says the little fairy. Well, we're not buying it. He sneaks into your house once, that's all it takes. Next thing you know, there's money missing off the dresser and your daughter's knocked up. I've seen it 100 times.
But why do they put a guarantee on the box, then?
Because they know all they sold you was a guaranteed piece of shit. That's all it is, isn't it? Hey, if you want me to take a dump in a box and mark it guaranteed, I will. I got spare time. But for now, for your customer's sake, for your daughter's sake, you might want to think about buying a quality product from me.
Okay, I'll buy from you.
Oh, that's...
What?
Richard, what were you doing?
Going over some documents.
Where are they? Geez, I don't see them.
They're in my briefcase.
Richard, were you watching Spanked Revision?
Okay, then, let's hit it.
Maybe you were watching a movie with that funny comedian. Oh, what's his name, Buddy Wackett?
All right, then, let's get some shut-eye.
Hey, that's a pretty girl down there.
Good for her.
Geez, I wonder if she goes out with one of the Yankees.
Couldn't tell you.
Richard, who's your favorite little rascal? Alfalfa? Or is it Spanky? Sinner.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Did you know that the Kia Stinger uses all Callahan car parts?
Oh, it should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Guaranteed.
Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Chapel Hill, North Carolina to Otisco Lake, New York, from South Bend, Indiana. We were there once. We got locked out of a bus there.
Oh, yeah.
That's an RV, I should say. From South Bend, Indiana to Somerset, Ohio, from Sherman Oaks, California to Cordoba, Spain. Do you have relatives there?
No.
Okay, just checking. Sure. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. Brought to you by Ring. You have a Ring doorbell. You love it.
Oh, my Ring of Security.
Exactly.
It's up and running.
Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. Now, you may already know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected to your home anywhere in the world. So if there's a package delivery or a surprise visitor, you'll get an alert and be able to see, hear, and even speak to them all from your phone. That's thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. For example, Oscar, if you were to have another hot water disaster and flood your street, you could watch it.
I could.
You could see the water cascading.
What I usually watch is my packages being delivered.
Yes.
And I frantically call my neighbor to pick them up, put them in his house.
Mm-hmm. He said he can get them about two.
To save them so we don't have these porch pirates.
Yes.
Because in the city, You got a lot of people walking by your house.
And also rats.
Yeah, that works too.
Your rats. As TMOS listener, you have a special offer on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now with a video doorbell and a motion-activated floodlight cam. The starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. With Ring, you're always home. Think about that.
Absolutely.
That's an amazing advantage. With Ring, you're always home. So go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and do it now.
Woo!
Very cool. So we got the pony thing resolved, which is nice. I like that.
We got that. And we're not piling on.
No, we're done.
And that's all good. What's going on?
It's all good. Exactly.
Now, is that tan leather I saw in the picture?
Oh, red.
Red. Oh, red leather seats.
Oh, sexy. Mm, yeah.
Black exterior, red interior.
Mm, that'll be nice in the summertime. Park it in the sun. Now, is it a 2020 or 2021?
19.
Oh, 2019.
Yeah.
Oh.
It is beautiful. I am happy for him. I'm sad
very
for me,
cool.
but happy for him.
Fruitcake update.
Yes.
Now, Mike should get his fruitcakes today from the second batch that I made, which is good. I'm starting to get those distributed, have them to bring into
and
podcast.
And this is just for friends and family.
This is friends and family. This is a second batch. To be perfectly honest, after I finished the Mike O'Mara run of fruitcakes, I was a little fruitcaked out and took a couple weeks, and then I made a second batch that I will hand out here at the office as well and mail around the country. But I also got an amazing email before close of business on Friday because, remember, we had set a limit on who could cash in on the gold ticket.
Yes.
The platinum ticket, we spoke to Newman, and he will be visiting Mike O'Mara in Florida. But I got this email, and it reads like this. Hey, Rob and Matt, I finally caught up on the podcast and heard my name mentioned as the golden ticket winner. Aha, we say we have a long tail.
Just in time.
Yeah. I saw a post on the TMOS fan club page congratulating me, so I thought I better catch up on the show to see what was said.
Thank you.
That's very nice of you. Sorry I didn't reach out sooner. I wasn't really sure what I needed to do. The ticket indicated that more details would follow, so I thought someone might reach out to me. Well, we did using the podcast is how it worked out. I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been listening since the very early days of Don and Mike on WAVA. I'm a P1, but I don't interact with the show, so I was shocked when I received the ticket. Well, you shouldn't be shocked because it was absolutely random. There was actually a program that randomly generated your number. You had as much of a chance as anybody. I never dreamed I would win. I really only wanted to try the fruitcake. It lived up to the hype, and I hung the ornament proudly on my tree. I love that.
Sweet.
I heard the platinum winner ticket on the show, and I'm hoping I don't have to be on the air to visit the studio.
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
A safe distance.
Yes, you can be in the studio. You don't even need to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know the next steps. I'm excited to come join you, but I would understand if you'd rather have a winner that could be on the air. No, of course, you're the winner.
That's the way it works.
That's right. I hope you understand. Absolutely. Signed, Shannon Burnside of Leesburg, Virginia. Shannon, thank you for writing in.
Congratulations.
I will be in touch
all
with
right.
you, and we'll figure out a time.
Woo!
You know what? I could give her a ride in. She is in my neighborhood.
If you care to take your time and put yourself out there like that, we'd love it.
Yeah, I've got a beautiful backseat, not like the Kia Stinger. It's a beautiful, lots
How
of legroom.
How fast does that go, pony?
It goes very fast.
Yeah, it goes
Yes,
fast.
It does.
200, I think. 200, 100, 170? Where does it go?
Yeah, 200, sure.
Does it drive faster driving towards a problem or away from a problem?
Oh, away. Are you kidding?
Yeah, of course.
Away.
And also, while we're talking fruitcakes, and congratulations, Shannon, a big round of applause to our own Maddie Masiello, who put a video project up on Facebook over the weekend. That was fantastic.
Woo!
Her fruitcake documentary.
The making.
You are the Ken Burns of Podcast Village,
well
Maddie.
Well done, well done.
You have nothing to say?
What can I say? Thank you.
What was your favorite part about working on the video?
There's definitely a couple of earworm songs in there, so I apologize, but also, you're welcome.
Yes, I know. I think a lot of people were singing Holiday Road all weekend
exactly.
long. And also, good for you for leaving all of the lyrics of the fruitcake song in, so people can follow that song by the Superians that has a lot of crazy, crazy lyrics. My mom saw it, and you know, my mom has been to the bakery, and also my mom instrumental in the formulation of the recipe,
yes.
right? So she watched the video with great interest, and she said, "Is that a real song?" And how do you answer that? No, it's a fake song. We made it up. No, it is a real song.
Thank you for the recipe. Maybe stay out of the creative.
Is that a real song?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a real song.
It's a real song. It is a real song.
Maddie has some big news that we'll discuss when we
big
get
news.
Back. Big news.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. The reason she couldn't come and help out.
Well, I don't call Maddie. Maddie's not an IT expert.
Yeah. You know what? Maddie not showing up is just as good as him not
By
showing
the way,
up.
We have a CTO. It's not Pony. I didn't call him because Pony's the guy I said it's all good.
It's all good.
All good.
All good. I love it. All right.
All
we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Maddie's big news on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey there, hon. It's Farmer Betty.
Betty.
You know my cousin Billy. Oh my goodness, I gotta tell you a story. He was so, so sad, crying in his natty bow after them Ravens lost.
Oh no.
We had to call the police and the ambulance. And we were all praying to the Lady of Fatima because he was so depressed. What are we gonna do? Then we had a great idea. Let's cheer him up. We got him a Mike O'Mara bonus show. All his buddies at the Glen Burnie Bowling Alley got one too. Before you knew it, they were all happy and laughing again over that extra hour of funny. So what you waiting for? Demos to win a game? Head on over to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the gift certificate link today.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Oh,
my voice is going.
Pony? Oscar?
Excuse me.
Maddie?
Yes.
Stop taking those selfies and listen up.
Ooh.
Just put the phone down.
Sorry.
Preserving your recorded memories is every bit as important as capturing them. So think of your past. Is your family's legacy digitally preserved so it can be passed down for generations to come?
Oh, my God.
Because it could be in a box decaying.
Mm.
What you need is Legacy Box. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all your home movies and pictures digitally preserved on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud.
The cloud.
The cloud.
La nuble.
Yes. What's that?
That's a cloud in Spanish.
So you can only store Spanish content on it? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You can go online and purchase the box that you need. You'll get a Legacy Box kit, and you just fill it with your media, slap on the prepaid mailing label, and send it back in a couple weeks. We've all done this. It's awesome. You get all your originals back, plus perfectly preserved digital copies ready to watch, share, and relive. Mm. If you've got kids, embarrass them with footage of them when they're babies. They hate it. It's wonderful. Over 750,000 families, including mine, Oscar's, and Mike's, have trusted Legacy Box, and you should too. So get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer and send it in when you're ready. Save your time and memories. Just go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. Want to take it easy on yourself? Click the button on our website. Love Legacy Box.
Deal.
So, Maddie, I know that you had your Christmas gift you got from John Mack was a song.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you, for his gift, gave him something of a promissory note.
Yes.
Something that was yet to come.
Yes.
So what happened to you over the long weekend?
So while Pony was getting a new car,
yes.
I got a gently used cat.
Yay! I don't have music for a new cat. I'm sorry.
Well, next time.
So tell us about your cat and the process. What? Because cats are basically
not new.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to adopt one, so we went to a PetSmart that does an alliance with the Rescue Association.
And by the way, I've always wondered this. Is it PetSmart? Like Kmart, or is it Pet Smart, like it's smart for your pets?
It's Pet Smart.
Which is Pets Mart.
No,
Pet
no,
Smart.
No, it's P-E-T and then Smart.
So it's like Smart Pets.
Pet Smart, yeah.
Shop at Pet Smart.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'll buy that.
Glad okay. We cleared that
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I get in the way of your fascinating story?
No, I'm just saying.
Was it? I've seen these adoption days for dogs. I didn't know they had it for cats as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, I think the one we went to only had it for cats.
Okay.
So it was a lot of fun. We had a bunch of different options.
Mm-hmm. Did you go in with a preconceived desire for a cat, like long hair, short hair, color?
Not really. We just wanted something that was very affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
And more of like a lap cat than anything else.
I see.
But other than that, we didn't really have a preference. And so this, by the time we got to the third place, we had seen a bunch of cats from the Humane Society.
You mean third, like actual location?
Third location. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we saw a bunch of cats earlier in the day, and none of them really seemed to fit great.
Uh-huh.
So we went to this PetSmart in Rockville, and we got there, and immediately we let this one out, and he just sat in our laps for like 20 minutes.
He was alive?
Totally. Yes.
Okay.
But totally undisturbed. Just really like purring so loudly, really enjoying himself. And then we played with him, and it just seemed like a really good fit. So we brought him home on Sunday.
Oh, that's sweet.
Does he have a name?
Yes, his name. Well, his full name is Tiramisu, but we call him Terry.
Okay.
And this is a name that he came with, or one that you selected?
No, he came with the name Hunter, which I didn't like. And I was kind of set
a
on
a docile cat like that named Hunter.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm not
it didn't
so sure.
seem to fit.
Nice,
but
Terry.
I knew I wanted to name him after some sort of food. I did think if we got an orange cat, I would name him after a cheese. But he is black and white, so that didn't make sense.
Short hair, long hair.
Long hair.
Okay.
What type of cat?
I think he's a tabby.
Tabby cat.
I think so.
How old?
A year and a half.
Oh, not bad.
That's good.
Past yeah. the kitten
Past
stage.
Past kitten, but yeah. he's like young enough. No, he's still
kitten.
Playful.
Kitten.
Kitten.
What's the backstory?
I don't know much.
Broken home.
I'm not.
He was Brad fighting. And Angelia's cat.
I know for the past like few weeks, he was from North Carolina when they rescued him. And so the past.
Does he meow with an accent?
No, he meows a lot, though. But he's seems very well adjusted, and he was microchipped. So I think somebody cared about him. So I'm not really sure. I don't know if he was abused or what.
You can do a 23andMe on him, figure out like what his lineage. They have that for dogs, by the way. They try to sell that to you at the
23andMe.
I've done it.
Meow.
Yeah,
and we wrote a letter back saying we think they're wrong. So he obviously does not have German Shepherd in him.
Do you? So you're 3 days into owning a cat.
Yes.
Has anyone? And you get all kinds of advice. Has anybody told you about the city kitty? I guess toilet bowl cover.
No, yes. I have not heard that.
You sure it's pronounced city?
City, yes.
Okay, just checking.
So this toilet bowl cover is a system that helps you train your cat to go in the toilet and not in its litter box.
I've seen cats that do this. As a matter of fact, my grandparents had friends that trained their cats to do this many years ago.
If you can execute this, and cats are smarter than everybody thinks, it'll save you a lot of time and angst between you and your beau on who's going to clean out the litter box. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. He did say the other day, he looked at me, he was like, I have a feeling I'm going to be the one to do this every time. So he seems okay with it.
I'm glad he's
accepted it.
Glad he knows his place.
Yep.
Exactly.
Did he Venmo you for, he said, hey.
No, this was my gift.
Yeah, but what about the accessories? You need a scoop?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, or we did get all of that.
Oh, he's not using his hands, is he?
Ew.
No.
Hold on a second. That's a great question. Did you buy all the cat accessories, or did he have to go 50-50?
He had to go 50-50.
I see.
Oh, boy.
You know what this is like?
I was dreading that question.
This is like the 10-year-old that buys his dad a basketball for Christmas. He knows where it's going to end up. So let's run down the list of accessories. Was there a collar?
We got him a harness thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can possibly walk him if you want.
Well, yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. Did you get him a tag that has tiramisu written on it?
No, not yet.
Okay. Litter box?
Yes.
Litter?
Yes.
Scoop?
Yes.
Did you get any
toys?
Sort of deodorizing powder for the litter box?
Well, the one we got, it's like it's pellets, which I think are deodorizers.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's very environmentally friendly.
What can I say?
What is the time that a Venmo is received after a transaction is made on your card? Like, at what time do you send that Venmo request to your boyfriend for 50% of what he owes?
I think at the end of the day, once we were getting everything settled, and I think he reminded me, actually, because the agreement was I would get the cat, but we would split
an agreement.
All
an agreement is an agreement.
Sure. Yeah. It's a handshake deal.
So at that point, you could have been, when he asks, this poor guy, when he asks, he's like, hey, make sure you send me that Venmo.
Yeah. Hey, everybody does that.
Maddie?
What about you? You being like, don't worry about that. I got this, honey.
Yeah.
It was a lot of stuff.
The scoop's on me.
I'll get the scoop.
And what about toys? Oscar brought up toys.
Yeah, we got a lot of toys.
What'd you get?
A stick that comes with three different attachments at the end that you play with.
Mm-hmm. And now that's for the cat or for John?
For both.
Okay.
They both got a kick out of it. And then these little, they're like jingle ball things.
Yeah. Okay.
You just like roll around with like feathers and everything on them.
Now, may I offer a point? I offer a tip. This is one you may want to have to pay for on your own because it's going to be a little more expensive than a jingle ball, a laser pointer.
Yes, I suggested that too.
Gotta get one.
When we were adopting him, though, the lady there had a laser pointer out and he didn't seem too interested, but I think we should try again and get one anyway.
Okay.
Does he sleep in your bed? How's the first night?
Like, well, he has been sleeping in our bed. And up until like 5 a.m. rolls around.
What do you mean our bed? You mean you two? You're not married.
What?
They live together.
Well, yeah, if I had said my bed, you'd been like, oh, this poor guy.
I wouldn't say that. I'd say it's okay to be old fashioned.
He paid for half of that.
I've got a daughter, you know.
Okay, so what happened 5 a.m.?
He wakes up and he comes. He has been sleeping at the foot of the bed.
And to be clear, this is the cat.
Yes.
He walks up on our heads and just is meowing, putting his paws on our face, not like scratching or anything, but he's nuzzling up against us for the past two nights at 5 a.m. and he won't let us go to sleep. He just wants attention. So I am exhausted.
Oh my God.
But
this is true. You just don't have responsibilities, but you're now caring for another living thing.
I know.
Thing.
Yeah, you're doing the mammal thing.
I know.
Wow.
So do you think you'll be able to schedule shift this, or are you going to be a 5 a.m. lady now?
I am not sure. I would let, because after, so we'd let him play with us for like an hour or something, and then I think at like 6 a.m. this morning. I took him out and just closed the bedroom door.
Yeah, but then the meowing starts?
No, he wasn't meowing and he wasn't scratching at the door, which I heard could happen as well. So I think that might be the solution. But I also just want to make sure he's comfortable enough for like this first week or so.
Sure.
So I do want him to sleep in the bed for at least a few more nights.
Well, take my suggestion. Just get him a deck of cards.
He can play solitaire.
Exactly.
Those little claws can pick up cards. Just flip them.
Yeah, do the thing where he makes the rainbow of cards. Beautiful. Wonderful. All right. I have some
congratulations.
Stuff to, yeah,
thank
good
you,
job.
Thank you.
That's the first step to having a family.
Terry.
Oh, no.
Terry Masu. He's a
Terry Meowsu.
He's a hat based on cheese. All right. We're back at this. I got some. I had a funny weekend with
Please.
Robert. Got some stuff to say when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show.
New decade, no more excuses, Mike. All this month on the Oh My Gov Show, we're showing you how to make your life better by doing something as simple as the dishes, to creating a battle plan that's in your face every single day. Remember, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never get it. And we know you want the Oh My Gov Show right now. Subscribe to the Oh My Gov Show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Mike's not here.
Oh, no.
Moose out front should have told you. Mm-hmm. Sound the trumpets, Angie. The FabFitFun Winter Box is on sale right now.
Woo!
Right
Woo!
Now. The Winter Box is the perfect way to treat yourself or others while you get ready for all the cold weather with their amazing box of products. FabFitFun takes the hassle out of shopping. You know why? They do it for you, Oscar. Each box is customized to your interest and delivered right to your door. These boxes sell out fast, so you better sign up now. All I know is this, is that when it arrives at my house, Carrie and Julia flip out. It's like Christmas. I mean, they're fighting over products because everything is full size. They love everything. They have to divide it up. I love it too. I've never felt such giddiness. So much fun when they come and they get the stuff. There was a Bluetooth speaker that...
Oh, that thing rules. It looks like a mushroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't get my hands on it. I had to fight through a wall of women to get to it. But anyway, it's very cool, and you will love FabFitFun. It's a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. So go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use the promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for $39.99. Remember, it's FabFitFun.com, and use the code TMOS to get your first $10 off your FabFitFun box. FabFitFun, and we thank you.
Boom, bam.
So Robert, as you know, is driving now.
Yes.
And because of this, we're seeing less of him because he requires less of us.
He has a car?
Well, I think you remember, we discussed this, that when Julia finally got her license, and she wasn't in a big hurry to get her license.
No.
Because a lot of kids aren't anymore. She bought a car from my mom that my mom wasn't using, and she got a tremendous deal. Not a deal like Pony got,
no.
But she paid a really good deal.
Well, it's a family
on it.
Deal.
It was a family deal, and I liked it because it caused her to realize the responsibility of we're not just going to give you a car. Yeah. And so she got a good deal, and it's a horrible car. It's a PT Cruiser.
Most people get the hand-me-down cars.
The beautiful thing about it
if
is...
If they get a car at all.
The beautiful thing is it really has a hard time exceeding 50 miles an hour. Yeah. And so
did she put the flames inside?
She never did.
Okay.
She threatened to.
Okay.
She threatened to. But freshmen at VCU are not allowed to have cars on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, you know, Robert, if you want to use a car while I'm gone, I'll sort of rent it to you.
Oh, you'll rent a car to your brother.
And I've been running the numbers, and I think she's making a little money on the deal overall.
Well, she should be because she's got a monthly payment, I guess.
No, she paid for it. She saved up and paid for it. So she's, I think that.
How much you rent a car to a sibling for? And I respect this transaction.
I think it was $100 a month is what she's getting.
$100 a month.
Yeah. And then plus gas and maintenance, which is the next part of the story.
Okay.
When Julia was home over Christmas, the car started to not work well.
Mm.
And she pulled over and I saved her, I said, let's check the oil. And I put the dipstick in a lot of times and realized there was no oil in the car. And I started to speak to Robert. I said, when is the last time you did anything regarding changing the oil? He says, well, I pulled like a total renter's thing. He said, hey, it's not my car.
Yeah.
I'm just renting it.
Yeah, I'm just renting it.
So yesterday, I took him out to teach him how to. We got an oil change, but I taught him how to check the coolant. Taught him how to check the oil.
Look at you,
and you know, so he can keep an eye on this stuff.
These newer cars, even a PT Cruiser that's 10 years old, have a little oil light.
15 years, and no.
Doesn't have an oil light.
You know what? The lights come and go as they please.
Okay.
So I went out and I said, so the first thing we're going to do, we're going to open the hood. You know how to do that? Pause. Long pause. He says, is there a button or something?
Oh, that's a great question.
I said, there is a button in the car. Let's get in.
Could be a lever.
And he goes in and I said, do you see that by your foot? And he says, the emergency brake. I said, other foot. He says, ah, it's got a picture of the car hood. I said, that's going to open it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes down and he pushes it really hard.
Yes.
And I say, you pull it.
Yeah.
He goes, ah. So he pulls it and, you know, ba-dum, it opens up a little bit. And he goes around and he picks it up and he picks it up and he picks it up and it doesn't open. I said, Robert, there's a safety latch you need to find.
Mm.
So he finds a safety latch, and that's another 20, 25 minutes. No, he finds it almost instantly.
Yes.
And he picks the hood up, and he lets it go, and it shuts. I said, now, Robert, there's a little yellow stick right over there that will hold your hood up. He says, okay.
This is the most manly father-son experience I've ever heard you have with your son.
Yeah, it is. And it was weird because you know what? If you're really using the yardstick, I'm not a manly car guy.
No,
But at least I know what I'm doing as far as this goes.
This is blowing my mind.
So I sent him back into the car to pull the lever. He walks around, undoes the switch, lifts it up, does the yellow stick.
Yeah.
And then he puts it down and he kind of pulls his hands away slowly. I said, it's going to stay, Robert. Yeah. It's designed to do that. And I showed him how to check the coolant. That was cool. And he pulls out the dipstick. And this is where we're a team. I said, here's what you do. The engine is cold. You take the dipstick out. You wipe it with this paper towel. You put it back in and you see how much oil is on the dipstick. We pull it out. I said, do you see the oil? He says, yes. I said, well, I don't have my glasses. Tell me if you have enough oil. Mm. And he was right in the sweet spot. So with his young eyes and my years of wisdom, we actually found out that the car had the proper amount of oil.
Ooh, okay. So where are you at now?
Where we're at now is that he will check it on a fairly regular basis. And I also said, because you only drive the car about 20 miles a week, you'll still need to change your oil every 3 months. And you go to Jiffy Lube. This is not a high-performance engine. You can get their basic service, and you'll be A-OK. They'll check all your fluids and everything.
What about the air filter?
Air filter, of course, they'll upsell him on the air filter, and he's a Rube, and he'll pay it.
Okay. That's $1,200 annually.
Well, yeah, but she'll be back in the summer, and then, you know, it's over. And then we'll be back to probably just, you know, between the four of us, there's three cars in the family.
Where does he drive?
To and from school.
I feel like
And school, and I'm sorry, and work.
I feel like $100 a month is steep for that type of action.
You know what? By the fact that he's working, you know, his 20 to 24 hours a week at Wegmans.
Yes.
He needs it to get to work. It's probably a cost to earn the money to get it back. So it's probably a wash, I would say.
And maybe it's just because the Uber X guy in me or the Lyft in me says he could pay a lot less he could actually come out on top for less of the convenience of having the car.
Well, the fact that he might have been schnookered by his sister, it happened. But he agreed to it, and that's what's going
on. What about the insurance?
The insurance, as dutiful parents often have to do, we absorb
you
that.
You take care of that.
We do that. But the fact that he's paying for gas and now maintenance on a car, that's pretty good.
You're talking to a guy who had to learn the hard way, same way as you, that you need to maintain a car or else it'll blow up.
Right. It'll seize.
It'll seize. An engine will seize without oil.
Yeah.
I saw my sister while she was in college call my brother and I at home in Olney and us drive up to Baltimore and look at what was going to be eventually my car, an 86 Celica.
Yeah.
And my brother was like, you haven't changed the oil in 2 years?
Oh,
what,
no.
What did you think was happening here? So I've been through that scenario where you basically have to rebuild an engine because someone decided not to.
I believe we got in at just the right time.
Yes.
But so that's part of it. And he's doing okay. When I come, I've got part two of Robert, if
please,
I can, because I haven't talked about him for a while. And it figures into the fact that he has a car and also a voice from our past.
Ooh,
when we return.
I love
it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is Bernie Sanders talking to you about the shopping center at TMOS. You got the Target.com, Macy's.com, and my favorite, Walmart.com, where I go every month to buy new sneakers. I buy my sneakers at Walmart.com through the TMOS website. It's marvelous. You'll love it. And you're stimulating the economy and you're getting health care for everyone. All right, I know they're not related, but just remember this. TMOS Shopping Center, Walmart, Bernie Sanders, sneakers. Are we clear? Thank you and good evening.
You know, Mike, in character as Bernie Sanders, has never called me a liar.
I love it. I love it.
2020 means perfect vision, Oscar.
2020!
2020, it's also the year that has Zappos in its 20th year of their perfect vision. And their perfect vision has always been this. Over 1,000 trusted brand names to help millions of customers create a long-lasting wardrobe that they love. If you've never been to Zappos' website, come on. Do it.
Do it.
Go to our website and click through. They have everything. Plus, the absolute best customer service and a selection that is unmatched. So no matter what it is, if you wear it, you get it at Zappos. We just ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. You know, this podcast, as a listener, you're technically a partner with us. We do the show, you listen, that's what makes it work. Well, Zappos is a partner too. They have been amazingly supportive when we go out to Las Vegas, and the fact that we're a part of their marketing is a thrill for us. So please go to Zappos and click the banner on our website, because Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. So thank you, Zappos. You make us look good all year long. See you in Tokyo for the high diving for the 2020 Olympics.
Woo!
Love it. Okay, so as you know, we mentioned in that last, Robert is working, still working at Wegmans as a sandwich jockey. Mm-hmm. About 3 days a week he does it. And he was a basketball player in what is called CLBL, the Central Loudoun Basketball League. It's not school sanctioned, it's county sanctioned.
Yeah.
And his first year was great. He had the most amazing coach. They went all the way to the playoffs, and he had a blast. Second year, he had a coach that designed every play around the coach's son, and it soured him on basketball for a while. Then he did a third season, and it didn't go that well. Well,
what
now,
was wrong with that coach?
The coach is that it was the older brother of one of the players.
Got it.
So it was a bunch of 16-year-olds being coached by an 18-year-old.
Got it.
He didn't really have a handle on the game.
Hmm.
So now that Robert drives, he wanted to get back into it, and he can take himself to his practices. He can take himself to his games.
He can drive to the court.
Exactly. And so this weekend,
or
for
drive
the,
to the rim.
To the first time, that's right, shooting some sick threes.
I don't know if that works.
I always ask him that.
Sick threes.
Anyway, this was the first weekend that Carrie and I were invited to watch him play, because we've been sort of prohibited from going because it's his thing now.
He didn't want to be embarrassed.
Right, and he doesn't need a ride anymore. So we go, and what I saw was a kid transformed. It was so cool. He's really playing to have fun now, and he's the tallest kid on the court by an inch.
Yeah.
Because he's 6'4"
now. He's dominating.
And he's still just goofy Robert out there.
Yeah.
And when he or one of his teammates screws up, they laugh and they're just having a good time. And so the sullenness and the sourness that I'd seen in the previous two iterations are gone. And it's great. It was so much fun to watch him play. They played sloppy ball and they still won by 20 points. And it was a great day to watch him play. So that was cool. But my favorite moment.
What about the competition?
Well, when you win, I guess you have a good time.
Yeah, I just feel like if you have the heart of a champion, you don't laugh when somebody messes up. You want to do better.
I'm not sure he has the heart of a champion.
Okay.
I think he has the heart of a guy that's, when they said, what are you looking for to apply to college? He said, I don't know, Radford's kind of a party school, right? I said, yeah, it is. And while that is a good thing, you probably don't want to tell your parents that. Heart of a champion.
At least he's honest.
So the opposing team had another guy who was almost as tall as Robert,
yes,
but probably twice as big. Thick, strong guy, right? Big guy. And he was who Robert
like
was.
White Shaquille O'Neal.
Exactly.
Yes.
And, you know, on par with Robert's height. And Robert was covering him because they were matched by height, right? And so they're getting ready for the tip-off. And it's the thing, you know, where they're in front of each other going back and forth. And Robert told me the conversation they had after the game.
What?
He said, hey. Robert said, hey. He said, don't you work at Wegmans? And Robert said, yeah, and they're still bouncing back and forth, getting ready for the tip-off.
Yeah, yeah.
And right as the ball goes up, the guy says, you make a good sandwich!
Now I'm going to try to dominate you.
That is so Leesburg.
It really is, right?
It's so great.
This is how safe a community Leesburg is. For for every like one MS-13 member that somehow squeezes their way into the city of Leesburg right outside Washington, D.C.
And we have dozens of them.
Okay. the rest of the world is just vanilla, happy white.
Right.
And not really racial. It's just a happy, simple place to live where I remember growing up in more of a international community.
Yes.
Playing basketball at the rec center after school, mm-hmm. next to the library. I remember going, and all you would do is insult each other.
Yeah.
And try and get in each other's
talking trash
in each other's heads,
right.
to get you out of the game. The idea of somebody looking at me and saying, "Hey, don't you work at Baskin Robbins?"
I know.
You scoop one mean scoop of ice cream, man. Thank you for the free samples. As we're about to tip off,
there's
that
a
is
lot
so
of,
foreign.
There is a lot so of difference between like, "I got you, I got you, I got you," and great distribution of the mayonnaise and the tomatoes.
Yeah.
That was on the kid's mind.
Talking about your mom.
Right.
Saying like breaking down what they're wearing, the uniforms are trash, your sneakers are garbage, like something like that to get inside the site. That's the conversation I remember.
Right.
Like squaring up against someone.
The thing I loved about it is that it was right as the ball went up that he actually yelled, "You make a good sandwich." So that's what's going on in the hardboard courts of the CLBL.
That is a great place to grow up.
Yep.
When you're insulting each other at age 13,
right.
probably not the best place to psychologically to be brought up in at a pickup game after school, right?
What have we learned here? Radford is a party school. That's it.
No, he just got his priorities.
I know.
He wants to play fun basketball, and he wants to go to a party school.
Hey, you know what? He's got some sick sandwich skills already. Halfway to a career. I guess we'll do the Matt Dodson update tomorrow.
Let's do that tomorrow.
Great voice from our past story. I think you'll enjoy it. When we come back, the Audio Vault. And we're back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, Jimmy.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito, the King of the Wings. My world-famous Buffalo Wings have been winning awards for years, just like the Mike O'Mara Show bonus show. Wings and bonus show comedy are the perfect combination when you're hungry for a laugh. I'm trying. Buy the bonus show.
I do too.
And you can feel like you own your own virtual brick in the bonus show beer garden.
It's the best.
It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's real. And it's not terrible. And it's not looking bad for you. Buy the bonus show. It'll be okay.
Thank you.
You know, he makes a good sandwich, too.
Thank you, good sir.
He is a good, kind sir. A moment to discuss the bonus show.
Please.
I want to tell you about the most recent bonus show we did. This is a personal thing for me. We found a bunch of moldy records on the stoop out in front of Podcast Village.
This is a true story, people.
And what we were able to do is something that they would never allow you to do in broadcast radio, which was come in with a portable record player and go through and dissect these, not only these records, but the mental flaws in my wiring that make me want to hear these horrible records.
Correct.
That's the thing about the bonus show I love. It's organic, it's natural, it's real, and you never know what's going to happen. I prepare it every week for Mike and prepare 10 or 12 things, and if we get to one of them, it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. Because it's so top of mind, so, I'll say it again, it's organic. It's my favorite broadcast every week, and if you're not listening to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, you're not listening to the entire Mike O'Mara Show. That's what you need to do. It's easy to do. You can subscribe. A year costs you pennies a day. It supports the show. Just go to the Mike O'Mara Show website, click the banner, get on it, and you know what you can do? You can even give it as a gift to someone in your life that loves the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the bonus show. It's the greatest way to support us, and we do one every week, and we thank you. So now let's open up the audio vault for today, which is a Tuesday, feels like a Monday, 1/21/20.
21, baby.
This is great because I love audio production and clever people doing clever things. Here's a dad that recorded sounds that his baby made for a full year. This was going viral on a YouTube over the weekend. And he sampled them and sequenced them all and made baby sounds sing the song Thunderstruck by AC/DC. This is entirely made up of sounds that one baby made. Mm-hmm. And amazingly, it goes on for three more minutes, but I love it. I think it's so great.
That's a dad making that?
Yeah, the dad made that.
That's totally cool.
Yeah, it beats having to get up and feed the child.
Well, could you imagine sitting, like, what's the first year with a baby like? You're trapped in your house trying to keep baby alive, right?
But I'll tell you the story behind that is the mom is saying, can you go check on the baby? I'm doing this thing. Can't do it.
Jason Bateman was on Stern.
I love Jason Bateman.
And the clip I saw, I think this was from this past week.
Mm-hmm.
He was asking Jason Bateman why and how his career turned around, because we probably don't realize this. And if you're not like a film buff, Jason Bateman's career was on life support for some time until Arrested Development came
yes.
around.
Mm-hmm.
And
a long time.
And he was a child actor that did Teen Wolf 2. And then afterwards, people were like, like that's the guy from the Hogan Family series. That's the guy from Teen Wolf 2. Like that's
hey, remember he was also a supporting character on Silver Spoons.
Yeah. So, but he's still a child star. That transition wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets this call from his former agent, say, hey, I don't know if you've seen this, but you'd be perfect for this. And he was on the brink of leaving acting altogether.
Really?
And Jason Bateman said, and this comes full circle to the baby, he said him and his wife had just had a baby. And he goes, I'm ashamed to say this, but I guess there's a term called colic or...
Yeah, it was where your baby cries all the time.
Yeah, so...
Colicky baby.
So he had his son or daughter was colicky, and... He looked at the script, looked at his agent, and asked the agent, where is this filming? He said, Vancouver, for 3 weeks.
And he's out.
So he literally took the job to get out. And it changed his career.
That's so great, though.
For the best, gave an honest answer
just to get away from the baby, yeah. And so he is now one of the hottest things in television. He got another new yep. series, and his sister Justine is at home blowing on her soup.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that's at. You asked me, Oscar, remember you called me over the weekend? You said, hey... What does it sound like when a Jeep Wrangler drives over an mm-hmm. unrolled roll of bubble wrap?
Ah!
Remember when you said that?
Yes.
I got right on it. Sounds like this. What does it say about me? I could have watched it for a week and a half. I loved it.
Oh, I don't know if that's cheating because I feel like...
Well, I mean, there's a satisfying thing about popping them one at a time.
Yes.
And also, I think that bubble wrap popping has lost a little bit of its specialness now that we have become an Amazon country, because bubble wrap is so much more common.
It used to be special.
It really did used to be
all the time now.
Right, right, right. I like the big bubbles.
But the soothing aspect of popping the bubbles is so popular that in the early iterations of your Apple App Store,
yes.
one of the most popular apps wasn't Bubble Pop for like kids that
right.
Todd built from
yeah.
TMSoft, but it was actually popping fake bubbles on
yeah.
your screen.
Love it.
Which is systematic.
It's
one of these weird things that I think some people like and other people are like, this is crazy.
Yeah. So we were talking about my kids, and kids like popping bubbles and kids like their apps. Sometimes kids say things you don't expect.
Okay.
Here's a video that popped up on the YouTube as they're singing Happy Birthday to Mom.
And many more.
What?
Big fat whore is what the child said.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then the father says, I didn't teach her that. Well, I tell you what, kid's not reading it. That's learned behavior right there, big fat whore. I don't approve of that.
What a disaster.
Not great.
Jesus Christ. Can you imagine?
What is the backstory?
Like, there's no backstory. It was very vague. It was posted, I believe it was, unfortunate birthday surprise for mom. Yeah. But if you know,
yes.
If you got to get paid to do it.
You got to get paid to do it.
All right, I'm now going to make you feel old.
Yeah,
I ran to this montage.
Please.
I can't believe this musical that made me feel 1,000 years old. The number one songs from the last 4 decades. Starts 40 years ago, okay? And this is going to put into perspective exactly where we are now.
Number one, this week in music history, 40 years ago.
Rock With You, Michael Jackson, 40 years ago. Great song.
30 years ago.
Sounds about right.
I can see this being 30 years ago.
20 years ago.
I can't believe that's 20 years ago.
That's surprising.
10 next one.
Years ago.
TikTok was 10 years ago. A decade.
That feels like 3 years ago in my head.
I just checked the Mike O'Mara Show's charts. That's still a current.
That's still a great song.
It is a great song. But can you believe it's 10 years ago?
Yeah. Music, in a weird way, it either takes you back to a certain place, mm-hmm. or if it wasn't a song that you associate with a certain relationship or time or event in your life, you'd think it was yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? But I love the magic of music, and I'm glad you brought that up. So cool. All right, and we close with this. The SAG Awards were over the weekend.
Screen Actors Guild.
And you're
not a member yet.
No.
You refuse to pay.
But they still send me those fat checks.
You won't be shook down.
That's right. I'm not their mark.
No.
All right. But there was one moment that really stopped me in my tracks. It was fine. Apparently, everyone is saying that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are getting back together. And there was a lot of that this weekend. This one thing from Alex Borstein, who plays the agent in The Marvelous Miss Maisel, said one thing in her acceptance speech that made me stop in my tracks.
I don't know what to say. I'm going to take this home and make sweet love to it through my Spanx hole. Anyone else got anything to say?
Pause and think about that as we close the audio vault. I mean, really.
Gross.
Is that the most? One more time, please.
I don't know what to say. I'm going to take this home and make sweet love to it through my Spanx hole. Anyone else got anything to say?
That, my friends, is your magic audio vault for today. I never even thought about that.
No, I did not expect that coming.
And you know what?
Jesus.
I didn't know about the hole. All of my body shaping wear is solid.
I don't think they come with holes unless they make the men's version. So
yes. Well, tell me. Don't I know it? That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's a great place to be, Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.